There are tons of video game genres out there, from shoot 'em ups to farming simulators, but one genre took you into a world of fantasy and combined elements of Dungeons & Dragons with a plethora of animated worlds. Role-playing games, or RPGs, have been a staple of video games for the longest time, and we here at Region Nerd Alert delve into the world of RPGs. Come nerd out with us on Region Nerd Alert every Saturday at 7 p.m. right here on Lakeshore Public Radio.
And welcome, everyone.
Hello there. What's up?
How you guys doing?
Good.
Alrighty.
That's fantastic.
That was a very natural start. I liked it.
But welcome, everyone, listening at home at Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM, streaming worldwide, lakeshorepublicmedia.org. That was wrong. lakeshorepublicradio.org, streaming worldwide. Wherever you may be. And we're also on Spotify, iTunes, G-Tunes.
NPR One app.
NPR One app. We got it all. And it is 2020 right now.
What?
This is the first episode of Region Nerd Alert in 2020.
These are hype times.
Hype times. Mm-hmm.
These are very hype times.
This is it. Don't get scared now.
Oh, I'm trembling in my boots.
But without further ado, I know, me too. I'm like sitting here like, usually this just comes out. But anyways, let me start off with introductions. To my left.
The Goose,
a.k.a. Thick Boy.
The Goose.
Three C's, three I's.
On
Instagram, Twitter, and Singularity Photography. You can follow my work there.
On Facebook.
Facebook. Yeah.
All right. And to his left, or my right,
it's Fat Low End. Olatho on most of my media. Olatho Von Allier.
All right. And that's SoundCloud, right?
SoundCloud. Instagram, Facebook.
All right.
I've been using them all, kind of.
And if you didn't listen to the very beginning, which was like a couple minutes ago. We have a new song out for Region Nerd Alert, the new theme.
Absolute banger.
By Olatho.
Oh, I thank you.
Absolute banger.
Thank you.
I must say, it was pretty great. And you know what? I want to play a little bit right now. This is the song I was referring to, in case it was different for post for some reason. Very great banger. But anyways, as you heard from the intro, today we are going to talk about RPG video games specifically. But we will not leave out RPG's heritage, which is like D&D and other role-playing games. And
right. LARPing. LARPing.
LARPing from the intro, yeah. LARPing. And we're going to talk about that for 50 minutes.
That's going to go by fast.
Yeah.
But like, this should be fun. I know Skylar is Mr. RPG.
Oh, I wouldn't hype me up too bad.
He does have a bag of RPGs.
You do.
I got a bag of gifts.
You got a bag of goodies.
I don't know if
there.
I should say that too loud. Bag of RPGs. But role-playing games is the name of the game today.
We could also play a mini game, and I could say the name of the system, and I'll have you guess what game you think I brought.
Ooh.
See how well you know my collection.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's...
I was going to say, I don't think I know your collection at all very well.
Hmm.
Maybe I'm selling myself short, but that would be... Actually, that'd be a fun game for you. Maybe us grab the bag and read the synopsis without saying, like, the name of it. Like... Join blankety blank on his quest of degradation.
You could do that. Some of them might be like too obvious.
Join blank as he is joined by blank, blank, and blank, and Aerith dies.
Now hop on as Link tries to save Princess Peach.
That's what I was like. Oh. Pronouns excluded. RPGs, to give a definition to people that maybe aren't familiar with video games as much, or even like the term RPGs, role-playing games, role-playing elements. Let me give you a quick definition.
Scroll all the way up to the top.
I do want to know the legitimate definition.
So a role-playing video game, commonly referred to as simply a role-playing game, or even simpler, an RPG, as well as a computer role-playing game, or simpler still, CRPG, is a video game genre where the player controls the actions of a character and or several party members, immersed in some well-defined world. So that is the definition they are giving me. And it also says many role-playing video games have origins in tabletop role-playing games, or simpler still, TTRPG. I made that last part up myself.
Ooh, but, nice.
But, nice. Yeah, they use a lot of the same terminology, settings, and game mechanics as, like, Dungeons & Dragons when it first started. Like, old, if you think of old computer, it was probably used on what you're thinking of in your head. Like, big, bulky desktop.
Floppy disk.
Floppy disk, 3 inch, 3.5 inch. 3 inch. but, yeah, basically they would make computer programs, and instead of rolling dice to determine probability, they had programs that they've written, like the code.
Randomizers
to sort of immerse you a little further in that experience, especially if you don't have human-like emotions or imagination. So computers helped in that regard. Mm-hmm. But did you have something to say?
Oh, no. just RPGs are like there's a lot of different types of RPGs out there. Mm-hmm. There's turn-based, there's action, there's whatever you would call Skyrim. Mm-hmm.
That's an action RPG.
Yeah, it literally goes from Skyrim to Final Fantasy in terms of what an RPG is and everything in between.
Yeah, there's quite a few different variations of it. Like there's no like one set thing. That's why it's hard to define an RPG. Like it has like the same, like all the games share the same characteristics.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you buff up this character, you know, it all has to do with levels.
Right, right. And I guess since RPG has such like a, like nowadays it's a vague like term, like, oh, that's an RPG, but like, what does it mean to you guys? Like, I know talking to you, Mike, and talking to you, Skyler, like, you guys, when you think RPG, like, you probably think Skyrim, which you invested infinity hours in.
480.
Infinity time.
And then, Skyler, you're, like, a fan of, like, the old, like, JRPGs for, like, PlayStation and other old good consoles.
PS1 games for sure. Final Fantasy VII, I played a bunch of times.
Right, but let's go around the entirety of this entire room and let's say what our definitions of RPGs are. We'll start from the utmost left of me, and
The goose chair. I see
the goose chair.
The goose chair. RPGs are just letting you be whatever you want to be in a set world.
Okay.
One example I'd turn to is a game called Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines, which is actually based off of Vampire the Masquerade tabletop game made by White Wolf.
And it's a video game?
Yeah, it's a video game.
Oh.
In that game, you start off as a clan of vampires, and there's maybe 6-7 different types, and depending on what clan you become or you start off in, drastically changes how the world shapes itself around you. For example, if you become a Nosferatu, they are like the creepy, like nasty vampires.
Like Nosferatu.
Nosferatu. You got the nasty haggard teeth, long fingers, bones protruding.
Mm-hmm.
And people in the streets like don't talk to you. Or like they're like afraid of you.
Mm-hmm.
And like you have to like travel through the sewers. Whereas if you are a
Edward.
Or if you're like Malakir, one of the more like normal looking vampires, you can like actually like interact with people.
Mm.
And in that game, there's so many different options on like how you play your character.
Mm.
So you could literally shape that character exactly how you want, and the world builds itself around that build.
That's kind of cool.
It is.
Is it a newer game?
Oh, it's old. It's ancient.
Wow.
Yeah, it's ancient.
It seems crazy that like the environment's adapting to the character itself, like. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of like the Fallout games, how like not necessarily change your character. I mean, there are ways to like get like extra leg or something, I think, or irradiate yourself. Oh, right. But like certain events trigger certain other events. And I think that in itself is a aspect of RPG, like telling a story, almost like the Goosebump books where like you choose your own story. Like, oh, I played this game this way, but someone else can play the game completely different and a completely different build and a completely different guild.
In Fallout, if you actually, it's either two or three. If you get your intelligence at the lowest it can possibly be, your brain will actually leave your body.
Really?
Yeah. There's a way you can have your brain will actually leave your body and go, I can't be with you anymore.
That's hilarious. Which Fallout was that?
I want to say three. I could be wrong about that, but yeah, your brain just leaves you. I can't be with you anymore. And you
answer
like,
do you know how much
like,
time it would take in game for, or like IRL for somebody to achieve lowest possible intelligence?
IRL,
like how much time would I have to invest?
Probably zero time as soon as you're born.
Damn, lower my intelligence.
But
which is quoted at zero, like okay, strength to a bunch, but speed to a bunch.
It's funny because like you. Like, you know, in these other games, like you in your intelligence, like when you have a conversation with somebody, it's you typically like a normal conversation, but with your intelligence at zero, it's just asinine answers. Like, I need you to go find so and so. Where they? Like that's your answer. They're like, over there? What?
That's really funny, actually.
it's nuts, man.
But speaking of, let's say what RPG means to you, like what pops into your head when you think RPG?
A lot of customization, like the ability, whether it's like the stats of your characters, like how Final Fantasy X, it has like skill trees.
Right.
Final Fantasy VII, like all the materias and the different equipments that have the different slots that you can equip items and like just a bunch of extra activities too.
So a lot of side games missions. With like the traditional like D&D elements, like creating your character with like stat sheets and stuff.
Right. Yeah. Basically having control over your stat sheets. And then because sometimes you do have to actually play a character. Like I'm trying to think of an example. Like one game I brought specifically. Oops. Well, let me bring out the first game, actually.
All right.
We'll talk about.
And just so everyone knows, Skylar brought a bag of games, a Meyer bag sponsor. And, we're trying to get everyone to sponsor us or underwrite us at Lakeshore Public Radio. But anyways, yeah, your bag of games, bag of RPGs, old games, like old-timey games. We're talking about Super Nintendo, PlayStation, stuff like that. But your first game unveiled out of
The first game is from the Super Nintendo, and it is Breath of Fire 2.
Mm. Oh, wow. Wow. So at first, when you first pulled it out and I seen like the lettering and how it was like from big B and then like it goes small and then the big number 2 at the end, it reminded me of Castlevania at first, like from afar.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you whipped out
it.
Castlevania 2, and I'm like, all right, let me... How is this an RPG? But no, like that. This is actually really cool, and it shows you how like it dates it because the rating says kids to adults, which is the E for everyone from before like 98 or something like that. Yeah. And this is made in Mexico, so I have a special connection to this game specifically. But also, it's made by Capcom.
Oh, yeah, ooh. Capcom.
Breath of Fire 2. But, yeah, if you want... Oh, look at that price tag. But, anyways, yeah, tell us
I don't think it's worth that much anymore. So, I haven't quite beaten it yet. So, what happens to me typically in RPGs, especially old ones, is I play them and I get into them for hours and hours and hours.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be, like, a string of 4 days where, like, I just don't play it. Can't play it for whatever reason, and then that 4 days turns into like 2 weeks, and then I'll go back and I'll be like, oh yeah, I was playing this game, and I'll pick it back up, and I don't know what the last thing they told me to do.
You forgot your mindset about it.
Yeah, I was like, okay, like, I know the characters. I know, like, I'm here, but I don't know where I need to go. Hmm. And there's no, like, markers usually your map.
Well, maybe we can have a little of incentive soon, since it is 2020. And here at Region Nerd Alert, we're all about new things, new ideas, trying new things. So maybe if people like this episode of talking about Skylar's old games, old games, maybe we can look at Skylar play his games. Maybe via Twitch or some sort of streaming website.
Streaming. It's possible.
Yeah, we have possibilities. The technology is there. We have the technology.
We have the capture card.
I have a question. How does that game play?
So, it is a turn-based RPG. Mm. I know it's not your favorite gig.
Yeah, I can't do turn-based.
If you've ever played like Final Fantasy VI or IV, like any of the super old ones, it's
your characters side by side.
Characters follow you in a line sometimes if they're actually displayed on the map. If they're not, then they just absorb into your body and you just walk around as one character.
I gotcha.
You take up a single square of space, kind of.
Yeah.
Are the graphics as good as like that front design?
They're not as bad as you think. Like, the overworld is obviously very as good as it can be for
these
graphics.
Also, I don't know if we said it, but it's for the Super Nintendo as well. So it's this, if you think of a Super Nintendo game, it's one of those big cartridges. Looking at Breath of Fire 2, it looks very fantasy. Like, when I think Dungeons & Dragons. Like,
all the Breath of Fires, because I have 1 through 3, I don't think you're the same main character, but I know that your character is some sort of dragon lineage, almost in a Skyrim type of way, and your like main special move is to transform into the dragon, and then obviously your power goes up and you unlock like fire breath and all these extra stats for being a dragon.
Right.
I like how Elder Scrolls handles their like storylines. Because it all takes place in the one universe, but it's thousands of years apart.
Right. So, and usually on different planes of the continent as well.
I think Skyrim comes before. I think Skyrim comes before Morrowind or Oblivion. I think that's how that works out. And you could read history from the books and like Skyrim, all that stuff. It's pretty neat.
What's the like most recent, I guess, like chronologically speaking, in the Skyrim or the Elder Scrolls series?
Are we talking
like time in like the game, like the
time
story,
in the game?
Like the story.
Oh God, I don't know, because there's a number of those I haven't played before.
I have a booklet with me. I can
sift
through and
so
see.
So now Skylar is bringing out game number two.
Item number two. Since we're talking about Skyrim, I figured there's no point for me to reveal it later. We might as well talk about the hot topic now.
He brought it. And I got to say, an epic fantasy has been reborn. And, man, when Skyrim came out, like, all they had to do is, like, very minimalist cover art.
Yeah, I mean, they knew what they were selling. Like,
man,
I've pumped some time into that game.
And just to mention it really quick, Bethesda is the game developer that develops this game.
Fallout as well.
And Fallout, yeah. And this takes 5.5 gigs of hard drive space.
Yeah, it's not a small game by any means, any stretch of the imagination. Yeah, for real, I have well over 400 hours in that game.
What would you rate the level of customization in this game? Like, just how much can you customize?
When it comes to raw character customization, that one has it better than the rest of them, just by sheer like technology when it was released,
right?
But as far as like developing the character to make it what you want, probably Morrowind is the better of them, because
that's one of the older ones, right?
Yeah, that's one of the older ones. That one's so old. There's no fast travel system in that game.
Isn't it like one of the biggest maps too?
That is Daggerfall.
Daggerfall.
I'm not.
I've never
I could
played
be wrong.
Daggerfall.
I could be wrong, but I still think to this day Daggerfall has the largest map ever in a video game.
Other than like worlds that can create upon itself. Like
oh,
Minecraft.
Yeah, like Minecraft. Yeah. Yeah, no. Minecraft, you're talking Earths.
Right.
But
speaking of, really quick, would you consider Minecraft something like the sandbox game in RPG?
I wouldn't. I would.
Because there are modes in there where it's just a bunch of people that create, like, all the elements of, like, a D&D. It's basically D&D, mm-hmm. but told through, like, these sandbox games like Minecraft.
I mean, it's possible. It's a very basic form. Mm. If it is going to be considered an RPG, it is a basic form.
Right, right. Because there's no really, like, well, to my knowledge, like, someone might say, well, actually. But there's not really any stats in Minecraft other than, like, you can attach armor to yourself better.
Mine for more diamond to get more diamond armor. And right. Bling yourself out.
Which, over time, a big, what is it? A big characteristic of RPGs has been the grind.
Oh.
And if people listening at home don't know what the grind is in regards to video games, it's basically you can't get past a certain level. So in order to get past that, you have to get stronger. In order to get stronger,
need a montage.
Yeah, for real.
You're going to have to keep either killing or, like, leveling yourself up with things that you already completed in the game. And usually they respawn. Like, there's some sort of respawn system.
Yeah. Or in Final Fantasy VII, there's the random encounter. So you go to the area that has the strongest enemies, and you just toggle the joystick back and forth.
That's another thing. The grinding can be a little bit harder when you're just walking around a map and you can't see anything.
Yeah. Right.
Like, shout out to the Final Fantasy games. You just have to keep walking in circles. Find a monster, kill it, walk in circles.
Right.
Quick story. Final Fantasy 13, I think it was like the Ultima weapon, which is, if you don't know Final Fantasy games, Ultima is like ultimate.
Like the greatest.
The greatest. And one of the only ways to get it is to grind these giant creatures that had like...
I watched you kill a few, I think.
Like 99999, like almost impossibly strong creatures.
An RPG amount of health.
Right, right. And, like, this is like millions. Final boss type duo.
Real quick, Daggerfall is 62,000 miles across.
Like,
in the in-game map, it's 62,000 miles across.
Wow.
Good Lord. Yeah.
With no fast travel?
No, I had to just pluck that in there. I was.
Oof. But anyways, yeah, Final Fantasy 13, I would be grinding these giant monsters, and I wasn't the level to be fighting them one-on-one. So there's like a little cheap way in Final Fantasy 13.
A little bit of cheese
for the grind, because what you had to do, this might sound like completely like gibberish to some listeners, but you had to summon a familiar type thing, which is, you know, like a monster to you,
right?
And you summon it, and as soon as you summon it, it sort of knocks out the big beast for like 3 minutes, and in those 3 minutes
cast
you have
death.
To spam death from one of your like a weaker mage type character. So the mage, first of all, you have to get death to the mage, which takes a long time.
I'm gonna look up the actual ratio to
so the ratio to get it is like 0.01% that it'll even drop this item when you even if you happen to kill it. So you have 3 minutes to kill it, and death can apply, and I think it has a 10% chance of happening. So you constantly get into these fights, and then if it doesn't happen, you die, so you got to come back. And the ratio, like, oh, I finally killed it, but then it doesn't drop anything, so you have to kill another one. But there are, like, items that you can buff up your chances.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking probabilities now. Like, we're in math territory.
That's why I can't.
So I think what I had was the probability of death inflicting in the 3 minutes was, like, less than 10%. And the probability of him dropping this item was like 0.01. But with the two items equipped, it bumped it up to like 12% that it might drop the item if you kill it in like the 3 minutes. It took me a very long time. And I think I needed multiple of these items too. But I did it.
Yeah, it says If you're using death, there's a 1% chance of success. Oh, the vial increases the chance by 1.2 times. Curse increases the chance by 1.2 times. Leader roll bonus, level 4, 1.33 times. Level 5 is 1.4 times.
Oh, my God.
And there's even more multipliers.
I can't do this.
So, we're in math. Fantasy 13.
You can get up to about 9%.
Oh, my God. That's so
you're playing the odds.
That's why I can't play like Final Fantasy games, man, because I can't deal with numbers like that, and I can't deal with a creature with 8 billion health.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. And it's 2.8%.
Oh, that's even worse.
So there's a chance.
So you're saying there's a chance.
I can't deal with that. That's why I like Dark Souls so much and the Souls game or Soulsborne games, because you don't need to grind in those games. Does it help? Absolutely. But if you're good,
The third game, Dark Souls.
With those games, if you're good enough, you can burn through the whole game at level 1 naked with a stick.
Right.
Seriously.
If you're good enough.
That's the qualifiers if you're good enough.
That's the grind, though, is getting good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's the mental IRL grind.
It really is.
It's the mind over matter.
Exactly.
That kills me. That just to get good at the game is still a grind.
Yeah. Right.
Ah, oh, you killed me.
You can't just pick it up and be good at this game.
No.
But,
I remember I bought Dark Souls, what is it? I bought Dark Souls 1 and 2, and then I played them for like maybe 45 minutes.
Didn't you like give them to Skylar?
Oh, yeah. I was like, Skylar, try these. You'll like them. And I never picked them up again. And he
that was your introduction to it.
He opened the floodgates.
I was going to say, that's
I gave it to him, and I was like, take these. I don't want them anymore, man.
A straight month of my life went to Dark Souls.
And then. It was Bloodborne came out, and I was like, oh, okay, let's give this another shot. Played Bloodborne, and it just clicked.
Mm.
I don't know what it was about Bloodborne, man, but it just clicked.
Bloodborne was my first, like, Souls game, and we actually have a podcast about it. That was, one of our first podcasts.
We did have a podcast.
I think it was the first podcast that we recorded. It was the third released on Lakeshore Public Radio.
Ooh, a little backstory.
Yeah.
A little backstory. But, yeah, there's something about that game. I don't know. It literally was just like, oh, I finally understand this now.
But if you want to listen to, we talk about the entire Souls series in a podcast, you can listen on Spotify, Google Play, iTunes,
the NPR One app,
or on lakeshorepublicradio.org. And you are listening to Region Nerd Alert right now. Skyler, you're really freaking me out looking up at the ceiling at the burn spot.
Oh, I wasn't looking at the burn spot. I was going to make sure you got the website right, but there's not even a website posted on that board.
Oh.
I was like, is he going to get it right? I was reading all over for the website, and it wasn't even on there.
You looked up at the burn spot. I'm like, this is it.
The grudge moment.
It came out.
I was about to say, I'd be more focused on that right there.
Oh, is that new?
Oh, man.
There's like
sketchy
a
stuff all over.
Yeah. Please donate to this station so we can get better rolls.
But anyways.
Look at our Souls podcast. We talk about that. What else you got in your bag of tricks?
Okay. Here, I'll pull out a bad game because they've been pretty good games so far. Well, okay, biased opinion. I really only played like 30 minutes worth of it.
Mm.
It was a really taxing 30 minutes, though. Mm. Like, I didn't like it at all. Ogre Battle.
It looks nice. It looks cool.
It looks really cool, right? It enticed me. I was like, oh, man. And it's by Atlas.
Atlas.
Oh, yeah, they do make some pretty good games.
That's the name
What's
to look
the
for.
Quote about Atlas? Like, the...
There's two things you can guarantee about an Atlas game. I forget like what number one is. Like one, it's probably going to be really good.
A really great story.
And two, it's going to cost a lot of money for no reason.
One day. Also, there's like a... Or no, that was Rule of Rose. That was Atlas. That's not RPG at all. That stupid fighting
really
system.
Yeah, not really an RPG. This one was like weird. There's like...
And I see the dual disc action.
Like, look at the back and look how cool that looks. But I experienced none of that when I was playing. Like, there was some weird overworld war happening.
I think I remember you Yeah, because it says
I was mad disappointed.
I would have been super enticed. Command 75 different types of characters, 13 possible endings, non-linear gameplay. I'm
right.
Sold.
I was like, man, this is going to be endless.
Limited
fun.
Edition ogre battle, 32 pit gameplay.
It just
memory
wasn't
card
hitting
two blocks.
It. Maybe I didn't give it enough time.
I think you need to come back to it, dude. It looks...
I think I should come back to it. We should actually try to break into that one day as a pod, as a unit.
Oh, does it come with stat sheets? Berserker?
Oh, I haven't even seen
let's
that.
See it.
Maybe that's why it was $60.
Oh, Werewolf 3S level out. Oh man, it has complete stat sheet.
Oh,
on
this
it.
Is a yeah. This is a spreadsheet, dude. Again, another reason why I can't get into these RPGs because they have spreadsheets.
And this is the limited edition.
Dude, that's what makes the RPG great,
I can't do it, dude.
Bro. It has what everything else lacks, and that's the spreadsheet.
Only the limited edition comes with the spreadsheet.
Dude, I'm playing Dead Island right now, which is an RPG.
Oh, yeah.
And that game...
So how is Dead Island different from the other RPGs we've been talking about?
Oh, this one. Oh, go ahead.
I was gonna say because Dead Island, when I first played it, it seemed like straight RPG. Like as with Skyrim, mm-hmm. it sort of hides the elements of it because it's so enthralled with the fantasy and stuff. Mm-hmm. But when I was playing Dead Island, from what I can remember, it's straight stats, isn't it?
Fortifications. So the difference between Dead Island, Skyrim is, Skyrim, you start off as a blank slate.
Mm-hmm.
Character-wise, you start off as a straight blank slate. You have a slight advantage in certain categories based on which race you pick, whether you pick an Argonian, which is the lizard, or an ogre. They'll give you a slight stat boost, but you can be an Argonian, two-handed weapon wearing full set of armor, swinging, which, normally you wouldn't, but, or you could be an ogre that's a little assassin, that's 7'12", 406 pounds sneaking in the darkness. But in Dead Island, your character is picked, you're a named character, and instead of building that character, you're just unlocking perks.
Oh, okay.
So
that's exactly how Breath of Fire is. You're playing as a character. Final Fantasy is... You play as the set characters, but kind of
just customize.
Spread them how you want.
So there's a little less customization options.
Yeah, there's less customization options and more of you're unlocking perks. So
that reminds me of when you say perks like that. It reminds me of Call of Duty, which also has unlocking options and to buff weapons and stuff, which is I'm currently doing on the new Modern Warfare.
Yeah.
But I still wouldn't consider that a traditional RPG.
Well, that's more of the multiplayer side of it.
Mm-hmm.
Which
is it is another side, the MMO.
Yeah. What was I going to say? Yeah, just a lot of the stuff is just weapons
can't
hit.
Get into that. Final Fantasy 14 type stuff, MMORPGs? Nah.
Yeah, I can't do those either. I mean, I don't like playing online, personally.
Oh, someone should tell John to call.
Oh, yeah, he can talk
MMOs. This is right up his alley. Yeah, I completely forgot. I asked a couple other people, but they couldn't call in. But, man, I forgot about John.
Yeah.
Well, this is a shout-out to you, John. We'll have to talk to you specifically about Final Fantasy 14
and Fabula Nova Crystallis.
My favorite.
I'm gonna catch some flack for that one.
Good old Final Fantasy gibberish.
Oh man, but
Sidio Duo.
But yeah, RPG titles Final Fantasy and Kingdom Hearts and
Earthbound
and
wait for it.
Elder Scrolls. Boom. Oh, there's Earthbound.
Next game out of the bag is Earthbound.
Super Nintendo.
Let's talk a little Earthbound because I don't know any. Scratch that. I know very little about Earthbound.
It's turn-based. And
it's turn-based.
Very basic from what I've seen.
It's not turn-based in the sense where you see your characters, how in Final Fantasy they kind of put them side to side and say, okay, your characters are on the left and their characters on the right.
Mm-hmm.
In this, you literally just stare down your enemies and then you have your little health bars at the bottom and it indicates which one's going, whose turn it is at the time.
That one gets weird, doesn't it? Doesn't Earth, aren't you, don't you fight somebody called Mother?
At the very, very end, like, it gets...
Oh, at the very, very end, like...
Horrific.
Yeah, the end boss is supposed to be crazy. I still haven't gotten there. This was another happenstance of putting it down for a while and forgetting about where I was when it came back.
Yeah, see, when I pick
this,
up...
This one, though, I can actually... Because they must have figured out that happens to people. They don't have time to just sit down and play it till it's beaten. There's little tents you can check in and ask for a hint, and they'll point you in the right direction. So this one I can actually pick up and play.
Cool. I like that. Yeah, the what was the game company for that, actually?
Oh, yeah, I'm not...
Does it say...
Is it just Nintendo?
Down here, I'll look it up while you guys chat.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of games I do that with where I stop playing them and then come back. Like, it was the Dark Souls and Sekiro. I know I did that too. Sekiro I stopped playing because that game infuriated me. Mainly because I'm bad at it. But
that was definitely like sweat wiping my brow.
Yeah, that game infuriated me, so I stopped playing that. Dark Souls, same thing, infuriated me. But like I said, that clicked with me eventually.
The developer for Earthbound was Ape, or HAL Laboratory.
Hmm.
So, yeah, there you go.
Nice.
I was like, it's pretty popular, too. Like, a lot of people...
Dude, it's so fun.
Yeah, a lot of people talk about that.
The atmosphere, like, it's like, so fun and cute and just kind of innocent, but just really, really well-made.
Mm-hmm.
The storyline... It's just really good.
Actually, who is it? Creatures, which is the company of Ape. They used to be Ape, and then they went to Creatures.
Mm-hmm.
They're the same company who brought you Pokemon Stadium.
Oh.
At least the Japanese version of it. And Hey You Pikachu.
Nice.
So that is pretty cool. And also the Pokemon trading card game.
Pokemon Stadium's
a
banger.
But HAL also did Super Smash Brothers and Pokemon Snap for N64 and stuff. So they've, since Earthbound, they're involved in way more than I thought.
I haven't
really heard of them.
Another big RPG, Undertale.
Yeah.
I haven't played that.
I played a little bit of it. And I love everything about it. It's just I couldn't play it on the PC because I hated the control scheme and you couldn't change it.
Mm. I got a certain boss and then I was like, it's too hard for me to want to grind it out.
Now that it's on Switch, I'm probably going to end up picking it up and playing it on the Switch because, one, the Switch is amazing. Mm-hmm. And two, I like I said, I love everything about it. It's just I hated the control scheme. And that game is fun because you can it's hard to say this without spoiling anything. You can play that game multiple times and it changes every time you play it.
Hmm. Like, isn't it like to the point where you have to completely uninstall the game to like get a brand new slate?
Not even that. Like, you have to go like some like backdoor way and delete all of the data of Undertale from your computer in all order computer to completely runs. Restart that game, because even if you uninstall it and delete the save files, there's still something there that hangs on to your progress. And like somebody will bring that up in the game too. Somebody will bring it up like, oh, I see you tried to stop or make us forget what you did. Like it's nuts, man. It's very meta.
So this,
the fourth wall broken.
This sort of goes more hand in hand with the simulation category, because I feel like RPG and simulators sort of like almost go hand in hand, but not quite the same. Which it's brings together to the next.
So funny you bring that up, because I was like thinking about this. I'm like, oh man, this isn't really an RPG. It's like a simulator. It's The Sims.
Oh my God. What are the odds? Same wavelength.
What? Dude.
I have not seen in the bag. But anyways, yeah, let's talk about simulators a little bit. So one of the most famous simulators, I would think, is The Sims.
I'm so stoked about that. The Sims, dude.
Same wavelength. Man, we're the same wavelength, man.
I thought you guys were doing a thing. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, no.
This is real. This is all real.
Live. No, but The Sims, yeah. As if you don't know The Sims, like a lot of people who don't know video games the ones that they usually do, The Sims is one of them.
And, oh, right. If you know any video game, it's probably The Sims.
Right. And The Sims is basically a Second Life.
Yeah.
Like, you make a character.
God, Second Life.
You're God. You're telling them what to do. You're telling them to go woo-hoo with that girl next door. Or yep. You're telling them to jump in the pool.
Or you're fencing your neighbors in the backyard.
Yeah. Cook for them.
Yeah, that's the game where you become whatever. Like,
right.
You make those people become whatever.
Now, and in the sense, like, that is very much role-playing. Like,
you pick what job you're going to have, and you have to go to work and come home, and then you can get married.
But Gargisnerd, die, Bursterdagen. That's my language. Burster. That's Schlagen. Simish.
Figgishnar.
Burster. That's called Simish, by the way. They have their own language within the game.
It is ridiculous to hear. The best is playing any of the musical instruments where they have to sing.
Oh, yeah.
And like, the building the charisma and stuff. Oh, man. It's really
There's different levels of it. But, yeah, simulators. What I was actually going to bring up... I forgot what we were talking about right before The Sims. You said something that triggered a... Oh, when you said Undertale, like...
Oh, yeah.
In order to get it completely out of your system, like, you gotta, like, go in
the
back door.
Yeah, you gotta do some crazy stuff.
That reminds me of Animal Crossing, which goes into hand-in-hand with, like, the simulation category. And it's a cutesy Sims. Like, you're a character and you have animal friends and pay rent. And then you
owe somebody a lot of money.
Owe somebody a lot of money, Mr. Nook. Tom Nook's a crook. But anyways, yeah, that's in the simulation category, but also fantasy. You know, like
it fits the bill of
RPG.
And
you can fish. You can put your fish in an aquarium. You can plant trees. You can.
Oh man, Fishing Planet. I didn't bring that one.
The digital game.
The digital copy of Fishing Planet. Oh my goodness. But yeah, there's a lot of role playing in these games, like. Hanging out with your friends in a video game, having a party.
Oh, man.
Virtually eating. Virtually.
The virtual hangouts are sometimes the best ones.
Bro, it's so funny.
Literally just cozy at home.
We got to make
hanging with your friends.
Since it is 2020 and we have that capture card, we should definitely do some VR hangout.
Some Nebula Realm.
No, oh, not Nebula Realm. Gosh, that game. We had some wild times in Nebula Realm.
Just chasing people around.
People are like, where is this Nebula Realms? What are they talking about?
Everyone looked super hyper realistic, and we aliened ourselves out to oblivion. Like,
man, it's a fantasy. I'm going to be something I can't
neon
physically
pink
achieve.
Skin.
Oh, man.
What? We had, like, super long ears and stuff. It was real
what
weird.
Is this?
Oh, Nebula Realms? It's like a Second Life.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's, like, almost exactly like
a worse
a
version
life.
Of The Sims.
Very oh, worse okay. version. Did you hear that tone? I know I heard a weird tone. We'll play it back later. Okay. It was like a harmonic that was hit between our voices. But anyways, yeah, I don't know. Like, there's a hand... This is what there's like people holding hands, right? There's RPG, they're holding hands with simulators, and on the other side is like a Call of Duty, like MMO type deal. And on the other side, there's elements that are similar, but I wouldn't necessarily classify it as the whole circle, the whole pie of what a RPG is and its like spiritual element, which is you're in a fantasy, you're rolling for stats, you're customizing your characters, you're crying. Over the stories. And what I was going to bring up was...
The end of Disc 1 of Final Fantasy VII.
Oh, man.
Just like circling it back around, just because I'm back around, because I'm playing this game, and I hate every second of it. Dead Island is barely an RPG. It's just like...
Oh, very... Right.
It's barely an RPG.
Speaking of the end of...
It has elements of an
RPG. Yeah, it's like adjacent to RPG.
But yeah, a big aspect of these is the story. Is the storyline. And from Gauntlet to Kingdom Hearts to Final Fantasy VII, end of Disc 1.
Wait, is this going to be a... Oh. If you walk away, they're going to hit us with that one again.
I was about to say, Kingdom Hearts has a story?
Oh, the most. That's the one we definitely have to have John on.
I will be silent that entire
podcast.
It's going
to be 3 episodes long.
It's going to be three episodes long, incoherent.
Oh, yeah. There's literally a different language.
Episode one, we teach you the language. Episode two, we get into the plot.
Well, it's funny you say that because I was, you know, doing the news because I listen to 89.1 FM. You might hear me doing promos and news because I work here.
What?
But I heard a story on e-games or whatever, e-sports. That's okay. What it is.
Yeah.
I sound like an old man. E-games.
E-games.
But e-sports, which is huge with Overwatch, CSGO, and League of Legends.
All types.
So it's our nerd world, our invisible nerd world is starting to – it already started bleeding into the mainstream. So if you're listening to this podcast and you're like, hopefully we've given you some ammunition for the water cooler talks.
What's the channel that Conan's on? TBS?
I think so. Now he is, yeah.
Every now and again, I've seen Street Fighter tournaments being aired on TBS at like 9 o'clock in the evening.
What?
Yeah.
That's
no way, really?
And Counter-Strike.
Really?
TBS has aired video games, esports,
what?
Live on
TBS
TV.
Is yeah. Catching
pretty
on.
Dope, dude.
And they should catch us on and be a sponsor.
They don't do it all the time. But I usually don't see it ever on TV, but I've seen it on
TBS. The only time I've ever seen anything like video game related was when the old days of
G4
and Spike TV a little bit.
G4. See, I don't follow esports or anything like that. I know like the bad stuff that bleeds over into the mainstream media when it comes to video games, like when it comes to like EA and the stuff that they've done that comes into like the real world. I say the real world, like the mainstream media.
Yeah, when EA sort of takes advantage of what we love about RPGs and games as a whole, and they put their little devil horns on it, and
pay real money for it.
I was about to say that's a discussion for another podcast, but yeah, that's the stuff I follow.
But I guess another thing about RPGs is what we've grown up on, there was no microtransactions, which were you spend real life money on these made up video game
locked items built characters. Into the game,
right,
permalocked.
And the
until
only
you
way
pay
you
money.
Can unlock them is to pay real money.
Yeah.
And there are people who take advantage of nerds, and we're here to put an end to it.
Here at Region.
Right now. We're calling you out,
right
EA.
Here,
unless
right
you sponsor
now.
Us. But,
unless you sponsor us.
We will accept money.
That is a threat.
Oh, man. But something that we didn't talk about, another RPG, everyone loves Mario. If someone were to say name something like a video game other than The Sims, I think
a video game.
Everyone would say, "Oh, I know that Mario kid, that Mario guy."
Oh, duh! It would be Mario before The Sims.
Yeah, absolutely,
1,000 times over.
Absolutely.
I should say other than like Mario, I'd say The Sims. But Mario actually had RPG, Super Mario RPG, Thousand Year Door, or not Thousand Year Door. I'm stupid. Legend of the Seven Stars.
Just but, meld two games together. There.
But,
they're all the same. All the Mario games.
But the Super Mario RPG did lead to Paper Mario, which is one of my favorite RPGs, to be honest.
I have not played Paper Mario.
But like the storyline in Paper Mario, and even in the Legend of the Seven Stars, like the original one, so good. Like you would really like it, actually. And it's for Super Nintendo. If you can find it, like
Mario's World, I love, but I'm way, way poor at platforming. I'm just really, really bad at platforming.
Well, then Super Mario RPG would be perfect.
And I would love
you.
To play their RPG games because I cannot handle
platforming.
Because
that's where you see the obscure characters like you see in Smash as like trophies. Like, where's he
right.
from? I don't remember Dual Gwalgan, but
Dual Gwalgan.
Probably from Super Mario.
You know who you get RPG. For platforming? Leo.
Yeah,
Leo. Yeah, Leo for your platforming, man. That dude is
Ninja Warrior.
That dude is fire.
Yeah.
That dude is fire at platforms.
Really? Or like platformers too?
Yeah, dude, he's so good at them.
Huh.
I was watching him play custom made maps in our levels in
Super Mario Maker.
Yeah, in Super Mario Maker, and he was just blowing my mind how good he was doing. I was like, "Have you ever played this before?" No. I'm like, dude, What?
Oh, man.
He streams all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I knew that. I was.
Yeah, no, he streams all the time. He's really good.
We actually had him on the show before. If you want to check out that episode, I believe it's Pixelated Nightmare, episode
Pixel Noir
14. You can watch it on Spotify, iTunes,
GG. Jose's smelling toast here in the studio.
Smelling toast. We're actually approaching our end times.
Let me bust out the last two games real quick.
Yeah, let's bust out the games.
Number one, Dark Cloud, which is like an action RPG. Pretty fun. It's a straight-up dungeon crawler to the T.
I love that's another aspect of RPGs, dungeon crawling.
And this is one of my like super cool favorite aspects of RPGs is while you're crawling the dungeons, you're collecting pieces of this village that's been destroyed. And when you come back to the surface, you get to place those pieces like a piece on a puzzle. And once you've placed them, the people that live in the house or whatever show up and they say, oh, my house used to face westward and blah, 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 blah. And they'll tell you how to rebuild the village.
That's actually really cool.
And then you collect all the pieces and rebuild the village.
Huh.
And then you move to the next area and the same thing happens. Disaster hits and you got to rebuild.
I love when they tell the stories like that. When you know, like the Shonen Jump type, like the Bushido Blasters.
And the game is so fun. The one crazy drawback is there's only one combo in the game, and he does the noises every swing, every time.
Oh, it's that game?
Oh, man. You will hear that till your ears bleed playing this game.
Dark Cloud, wow.
Fun game, but man.
Wait, can I guess that game you're about to play?
Go ahead.
Is it Baldur's Gate?
No.
Oh, you didn't bring Baldur's Gate.
No, okay. I was thinking about it. Star Ocean. Till the End of Time, to be specifically, which is a PlayStation 2 title.
I didn't know you had that one.
Two discs.
I love the two discers.
And this is a PlayStation 2 two disc. This is a crazy big game.
Those PlayStation 2 discs can hold quite a bit of games.
Metal Gear Solid, the first one. Metal Gear Solid had the dual disc for PlayStation 1.
PlayStation 1.
Left on a hell of a hangover. Hangover! Cliffhanger.
Yeah, I put like hella hours into Star Ocean, and then I got stuck one day, and I was just like, you know what?
Well,
sick of grinding.
Well, you know what? Thanks for joining me today. You've been listening to Region Nerd Alert on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio, streaming worldwide, lakeshorepublicradio.org. You can find us, our podcast, on Spotify, Google Play, iTunes, and
NPR1?
The NPR1 app. Download the app. Make 89.1 FM your station that you station. And
Support the show.
And we just came back from Connaught Delete, so expect a very nice video soon. I seen a little bit of it, and I was blown away. It was very great. But we won't talk about that.
We're getting there.
We're getting there. We don't want to give away the candy bag.
Give it away, give it away.
But I'm joined by Mike.
I'm Thick Boy, 3 C's, 3 I's.
Singularity Photography.
I always forget to plug Olatho. Support my work.
Olatho Von Allier, Fat Low End, Twitter, Facebook.
SoundCloud. Yep, there you go.
Yep. Twitter.
And you can support me by listening to this show every Saturday at 7 p.m. Saturday night. But yeah, without further ado, this is the ending of the podcast. We should definitely have some more RPG talks. Probably throughout the year we'll have something else that talks about one of these RPGs that we mentioned in more.
We should do like a pick an RPG thing where one of us will pick one, we'll all get one, we'll agree on a cheap like $15 RPG and all play it.
I like that. And yeah, write into the station or call in 219-769-9577. This isn't live when it's recorded, but you can always talk to someone or just come down to the station. We're right by the mall. And give your ideas if you want to join the show or you know someone that will have a guest. Thanks for listening, and thanks for nerding out with us. And 2020 Region Nerd Alert.